You heard of St. Denis of France, he never ridden much for to brag, and you heard of St. George and his lance, who killed the old heathenish dragon. The sense of the Welshman and Scot are a couple of pentiful pipers, might just as well go to pot when compared to the patron of vipers. St. Patrick of Ireland, my dear, he sailed to the Emerald Isle on a lump of a paving stone mounted, bet the steamboat be a mile, which mighty good sailing was counted. Says he, the salt water, I think, has made me unmerciful thirsty. Bring me a flagon to drink, to wash down the mullagrub's bursty of drink that is fit for a saint. He preached them with wonderful force, the ignorant natives a-teaching, with pints washed down each discourse. Says he, I detest your dry preaching. The people in wonderment struck at the pastor so pious and civil, exclaimed, we're for you, me owl buck. We'll heave our blind gods to the divil, who dwells in hot water below. Our worshipful man went to visit an elegant fellow, whose practice each cool afternoon was to get most delightfully mellow. That day with a barrel of beer, he was drinking away with abandon. Says Patrick, it's grand to be here, I drank nothing to speak of since landing. Give me a pull from your pot. Well, he lifted the pewter in sport. Believe me, I tell you, it's no fable, a gallon he drank from the quart. Left it back full on the table, a miracle, everyone cried. All took a pull on the stingo, they were mighty good hands at that thread. The drank till they fell, yet be jingo, the pot still froth o'er the brim. Next day, said the host, it's a fast, and they've nothing to eat but cold mutton. On Fridays, what makes it repast, except an unchristian like glutton. Says Pat, stop this nonsense, I beg, what you tell me is nothing but gammon. And the host, he brought down the lamb's leg, Pat ordered to turn into salmon, and the leg most politely complied. You heard, I suppose, long ago, how the snake's in a manner most antic. He marched to the County Mayo, ordered them all into the Atlantic, and never used water to drink. The people of Ireland determine, with mighty good reason, I think, for Patrick has filled it with vermin and snakes and such other things. He was as fine a man as you'd meet from Fairhead to Kilcrumper, though under the sod he is laid. Let's all drink his health in a bumper. I wish he was here, that my glass he might by art magic replenish. Since he is not, why, alas, the old song must come to a finish, because all the liquor is gone.